This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. I'm Greta Mart. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors has declared a countywide state of emergency due to damages from weeks of stormy weather. The board's declaration was made in part to help local agencies stretch by responding to storm-related damages. Going forward, the county can streamline the approval processes necessary for receiving reimbursements from the state. Ron Alsop is the county's emergency services manager.
Why did they do it is because local resources are becoming somewhat overwhelmed, and local resources include, of course, County Public Works, road crews, and other first responders.
The county's declaration follows Governor Jerry Brown naming San Luis Obispo as one of 50 counties in a state of emergency. Mudslides, road closures, floods, and power outages swept the state over the past 2 weeks. More rain is expected next week. While county workers may be overwhelmed, they are getting some help from state agencies.
We've been having assistance from CAL FIRE, for example, CAL FIRE hand crews to help clear roads and cut trees and also help reinforce the levee, the Rio Grande levee, which is an ongoing challenge when it comes to heavy rain and flooding.
Through the California Disaster Assistance Act, the county can apply for up to 75% disaster-related reimbursement. But those dollars can only go to public agencies, not the general public. The county's Office of Emergency Services is urging residents to continue to report storm-related damages.
So what we would like people to know is to give us a call if they have damages. We need to collect damage information so we can pass it on to the state.
The state then takes a look at that info and decides whether or not to ask the federal government to proclaim a federal disaster.
Unfortunately, that's the only way that we can really get some disaster assistance for the members of the public.
For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.